Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't even know where to begin when I think about all the crap that leftists have created for themselves, all the chaos. What is happening in leftist utopia? Peaceful Antifa protests in Atlanta, I'll get it out, have left the city burning. And Antifa, some leftist was on CNN going, there's no real violence happening as the city's burning. Police cars are being burned and windows are being shattered. And this guy, well, there was no humans hurt. So if it's property damage, and literally CNN is running a thing, a panel underneath talking about the violence happening with Antifa. Where have you seen Antifa march and there not be violence? Please let me know. There was a mass shooting in California the other day. 10 people killed, 10 people wounded. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to live in a city or a state run by Democrats. You want to talk about being a thrill seeker? If you live in a city or a state run by a Democrat, you are a glutton for punishment, or you are a thrill seeker. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We have lots of updates. We have updates on Joe Biden, and it's not good. I feel like a doctor telling the family,
well, I hate to be the deliverer of bad news.
But it couldn't happen to a more corrupt leftist scoundrel. Speaking of medical, aren't you glad you didn't get vaxxed? What's the guy that did Dilbert, Scott Adams? He talks about it. He got vaxxed. Elon Musk got vaxxed. They're dealing with the fallout of that. Hey, if you live in the Tampa, St. Pete area, have you gotten your tickets to the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour? Jot this down. TopComedyShow.com. If you don't live in Tampa, but you know people that live in the Tampa, St. Pete area, please let them know. February the 9th, I and two other funny guys are going to be at the Palladium Theater performing, so I hope you will check us out. We are anxious to see you. You want to see some clean, funny comedy that talks about all this nonsense we have happening all around us right now. Please do come by. Check us out. One of the best shows. The people that have seen our show said it is one of the top three comedy shows they've ever seen. And I can vouch for that. And it isn't because I'm one of the comedians. It's because it's true. It's funny because it's the stuff that you're kind of thinking about that we put our little massaging on. And you go, I told you, I knew it was okay to laugh at that. Because it is. It is okay to laugh. Let's circle back. 10 wounded, 10 dead in California in a Chinese celebration. And you can bet your bottom dollar that leftists were hoping this killer was some kind of crazed white Trump supporter. Like the ones who attacked Jussie Smollett. Oh yeah, they're still out there, people. Be vigilant. Be on the lookout. And probably hold up with that Tea Party racist. Hu Kantran was identified as that name just, I can't help but laugh. It's just a funny name. Hu Kantran should be doing stand-up. Hu Kantran was identified as a 72-year-old mass shooting suspect who killed at least 10 people in Monterey Park, California, ballroom dance studio during Chinese New Year festival, a celebration. So they were running. We've been running around leftists for the last, 3-4 years because of COVID. Stop Asian hate. Stop Asian hate. The Asians who were getting hated on were marks. Let me put it this way. The people who were knocking Asians in the head and taking their wallets didn't care if they were Asian. They didn't care if they were purple people from the planet Pluton, okay? They didn't care. They cared about the money, the moolah, the cheddar, the cheese. That's all they cared about. But leave it to leftists. Stop Asian hate. They were selling the idea that people were jumping on the Chinese because we were all mad about the Chinese Wuhan. Like, did we jump on the Spanish over Spanish, the Spanish flu? Did we jump on Africans over Ebola or Hunter? No. We're not stupid enough to go, oh, geez, I guess because this disease originated in Joe Schmo, we have to go beat up on some people. What kind of Americans do these knuckleheads think we are? That's just stupid. It was a narrative because they had to sell this idea. Let me tell you, at the end of the day, if you were to go back to the origin of Stop Asian Hate, which, by the way, Hu Kantron didn't get the memo. This is supposed to be other people beating up on Asians, not other Asians. Hu Khan, come on, man. Hu Kantron. Got to come up with something with that name. It's just too good. It's too precious. Anyway, how are you going to try to, you know, sell this? When you come back to the origins, this is where I was headed. I was going to get back on track whether you like it or not. But anyway, here's the deal. The Chinese were offering this Stop Asian Hate because they're the ones who were trying to kill us with this bioweapon. So they got leftists to start them. Seriously, go, if you could go back and look at the money, I guarantee you this has Chinese fingerprints all over it. They were funding these leftist organizations. Stop Asian Hate. Why are you talking to a Chinaman, huh? Why? Nobody was attacking the Chinese man any more so than they were attacking white folks. Look, while they were doing Stop Asian Hate, black people were getting the crap beat out of them by other black people. Stop black hate, Black Lives Matter. This is how we get warped. I remember seeing these commercials. Stop Asian Hate. Oh, another Asian person was attacked. What? Walking through Compton with counting his money? Why do you think he got attacked? Stop Asian. This just cracks me up. And we fall for this. We let other people fall for it. We got no way to fight this nonsense. Hu Kantron was 72 years old, probably had a beef with somebody at the dance who was dancing with his former old lady or something. And there you go. They got an Asian beef going on. Stop Asian Hate. Well, lefties, we just gave you a whole new thing, a whole new trough of Stop Asian Hate. So go for it. Have your fun. We got a lot coming up today. Biden's classified nightmare. It continues to grow, people, because Joe Biden, well, he's irresponsible.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Performing in Tampa, St. Pete on February the 9th, I and two other comedic friends, Tim Wilkins and Brad Stein, at the Palladium Theater in St. Pete, Florida. Hope you'd be there. If you can't make it yourself, tell a friend. Tell your folks in the Florida area to check it out. It's going to be one of the funniest shows you've ever seen. Tim Wilkins is a master comedian. Brad Stein is known as God's comic. Tucker Carlson says he's the funniest guy he's ever seen because Tucker's never seen me. But I won't let that racist Tucker Carlson get in my way. And, of course, there's me, Kevin Jackson, performing the comedic stylings of the Kevin Jackson Show. What you hear here, you will hear there. Because there is no there. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network. Bad week for the big guy. How many days in a row now have we discovered classified documents at Joe Biden's residence? There was a meme and it shows a guy and it says, days since Joe Biden has no classified documents found at Joe Biden's residence, and has a one, and has a guy changing the number back to a zero. It's hysterical. Joe Biden. Call me irresponsible. Oh, man. I love when leftists end up making themselves look stupid. And by the way, Joe Biden is the king of this. The king of this. And you know what's so amazing to me? That you can have somebody with that level of abject incompetence, and the Democrats will rally behind. They want you to believe that Joe Biden is the best thing since sliced bread. He's the most popular dude on the planet, got the most votes of anybody. They will sell this lie to their dying breath. And just like we've exposed the vax movement and all the nonsense around Wu flu, we've exposed these people, but they're holding up.
We'll prove it. If you can't prove it. Okay, you know I did it, but you can't prove it.
It's like watching a cop show where they go, we know he's it, we just don't have the evidence. We can't bring him to charges. That's what, and Democrats love this. It's a game to them. So what, the economy's in the toilet? So what, we're at the brink of nuclear war? We won! Anyway, for those counting, it's been 5 days. Five times that Joe Biden has, they've discovered some classified material laying somewhere. Somebody remind me, because a lot of times I do get confused, you know, because I am a brother, and they probably put it in a book, and you know, we brothers can't read, according to the left. But can a Democrat declassify documents? Aren't they supposed to put documents, reclassified documents in a SCIF? You know what a SCIF is? That's the place where they read classified information. It's the only place you read it. It means you can't take it with you. You read it in the SCIF and you return it. But how is it that Joe has five different locations at his private residence where we see Hunter Biden having access to the Corvette with the big guy license plate? I don't know if that's true, but I don't know what the license plate is on it. But I know this, that the document's right there. Everybody with access to it, all of Hunter Biden's buddies, etc., five different places, three different residences of Biden. Can you keep up? Can you even keep up? So how is it that all this is allowed to happen in the media? Oh, well, he's doing the right thing. He immediately turned it over to so-and-so. No, he isn't doing the right thing. He was a senator and a vice president when he took classified documents. People go to prison for this. Bad year for the Democrats, baby. As the Carpenters would say, though, we've only just begun. Oh, lordy, lordy. Karen Carpenter, we've only just begun. Whew, this is going to heat up. I'm not going to try to predict breaking points and all that, because we don't live in a civilized society anymore. We don't live in a land of laws. We live in a land of spin. But I'm going to tell you this, if Joey can get out of this, the left deserve everything they steal from us after this. If old Joey Demento and team can get out of this, and he's not going to. And by the way, the Democrats are not going to remain unscathed in this. The shrapnel will hit them. And I think right now they're trying to figure out, how do we minimize the damage that's about to happen? Because you can't. There's just too much going on here to unpack for the Democrats.
Well, it was just an honest mistake.
Well, I don't know. I remember what Morning Joe had to say about this. Now, this has been cut down a little bit, but here's what Morning Joe said about the classified documents scandal.
So John Heilman, we can talk about political problems versus legal problems. Joe Biden has right now, from everything we know, some political problems. Donald Trump, from what we know, what we've seen, has some legal problems. But let's just talk about the documents themselves, and let's talk about something that the Republicans, we mock the Republicans for a lot of their stupid investigations. Let's talk about this, though. There's nothing stupid about saying we need to know what documents were in an unsecured garage in Wilmington and at a place where you didn't have visitor logs for people that were coming and going because it was a private residence. That may all be true, and at the same time, if I'm on the Intel Committee and I'm a Democrat or a Republican, I want to get to the bottom of this. I want to know what documents, even if it wasn't the intention of the then vice president to have those documents there, I want to know what documents were at an unsecured location in Wilmington in a garage.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network. So here's what's happening with the documents. These documents, it was so innocuous. Nobody cared. It wasn't a big deal. They never should have been marked classified. In fact, what they do is they mark everything classified just to be sure, and then they find out later that, well, it really wasn't classified. So they're going to put the spin on that. None of these documents were classified. But here's what you're going to have a tough time spinning, leftist, and I know you listen to the program. Why do you have them in the first place? Why didn't he keep them in a skiff? That's where you're supposed to reclassify documents and then return them. What was Joe Biden doing? If they're so innocuous, why didn't he ask to have them declassified? If they weren't that big of a deal, why does he have them? And, oh, by the way, why does he have multiples? It isn't one. It isn't like we had one document. It was related to something he was working on at the time, and it got slipped into this. There are multiple documents in multiple places. And Joe Biden's not irresponsible? You know, you would think that the press would be the leading with this.
Well, Joe Biden called Donald Trump handling of classified documents irresponsible. Well, doesn't this apply to him as well?
No. That's not the lead. Joe Biden turned over all the information. He's doing it the right way. They should have been raiding this clown's compounds everywhere he stayed, slept, or whatever, anywhere that Hunter Biden stayed or slept. In fact, why haven't they raided Hunter Biden's location? Why haven't we heard about this FBI raid? He's had access to sensitive materials his entire time when he's been hanging out with the big guy. But we don't have any information on it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. Former Vice President Mike Pence's lawyer says Pence was not aware that classified or sensitive documents were at his home in suburban Indianapolis, but the lawyer says he found those papers in a search last week. The district attorney in Atlanta is hinting that indictments are coming soon from the grand jury investigating former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. She wants a judge to hold off making that report public. Police in Half Moon Bay, California, south of San Francisco, are sharing more about the suspect in the death of seven people at two small farms yesterday.
All of the evidence we have points to this being the instance of workplace violence.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus. Police in Yakima, Washington are looking for a man who they say walked into a convenience store early this morning and fatally shot three people. Police say it appears to be random, not a targeted act. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kane of Virginia. Senator, yesterday for the fifth time, we learned about this other tranche of classified information being kept at the president's personal residence.
Irresponsible.
How does a senator accidentally take classified material home?
Irresponsible. Margaret, I don't really know the answer to that question because I review classified material as a senator on the Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees, but when I do it, it's always in a classified facility where I don't have access to the materials other than to sit there and read them. So that's why there needs to be this independent investigation, an independent prosecutor. How many documents are we talking about? Dozens, a handful, or hundreds? How serious are they? Why were they taken? Did anyone have access to them?
And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that, I mean names of people helped, or et cetera.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That is Joe Biden having a big heap in helping of Crow. His own words coming back to haunt him, as they always do. And if we had a media who had any character, we would, Joe Biden would be declared a joke. He'd be impeached. Well, we'd be in a very different situation. Let's put it that way. But I'm not, spilled milk. And I'm not one of these, let's just move on from the big cheat. You hear me talk about it all the time. And I'm going to tell you guys that are investing in ARC, Americans for Real Change, because we've got raised a lot of money over the past week to get ARC moving and built one of the largest databases in Arizona. And we're going to repeat this process in other places, Pennsylvania and all the various battleground states. We want to be in 10 states, have about 20 million people in our database so we can build an ecosystem that's friendly to conservatives, that's friendly to the truth, that's friendly to leftists who, if you want to have a stupid idea about something, like you want to tattoo your face or whatever, I don't really care. As long as you have, you still love the country and everything you want to do is towards helping all of America for truly the greater good, I don't care. Come over. Enjoy. I know leftists who we get along because even though they know they have idiotic political ideas, they don't try to, proselytize. They're not trying to make me bend to their will. And in many cases, they've been. They go, you know what? You're right. I am. Why can I be complaining about a job when, you know, I mean, look, I don't need to give you examples. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of them out there who have sanity and understand that we are on the side of righteousness. We're not against them. They are against us. Back to this whole classified document deal. Fifth trove, this is a Miranda Devine, a fifth trove of classified documents was discovered in Biden's Delaware mansion, not by his lawyers, but a thorough 13-hour search by the Department of Justice. So they essentially raided him, but nobody wants to tell you. It was a, oh, well, Kevin, he completely cooperated. So did Trump. They said while he was holed up in his beach house in Rehoboth, I don't even know how to pronounce that, which ought to be next on the DOJ search list, according to Miranda Devine of the New York Post. This is a good investigative journalist here, this lady. Biden's Attorney General Merrick Garland has had the audacity, she writes, to appoint a special counsel to investigate Biden. And it should be. How does a senator and a VP, I asked this earlier, end up with classified documents outside of the skiff? Shouldn't happen. His long-term trusted factotum, she writes, Ron Klain is bailing out. Ron Klain is Joe Biden's chief of staff. He's being replaced by another stooge whose name nobody needs to know. And then she goes on, and someone at the White House is throwing his trusted longtime executive assistant, Kathy Chung, under the bus. Now, as I remind you, I talked to you about Kathy Chung a few days ago, telling you that Hunter Biden is the one who set Kathy Chung. I'm not going to give any hints here about her nationality, but it is Chung. Okay, Kathy Chung is in Chongqing. Anyway, so Kathy Chung apparently is being thrown under the bus. And here's what Miranda Devine wrote. The Washington Post quoted an anonymous insider last week saying that Chung, quote, has confided to associates that she is distressed that she may have been inadvertently involved in moving or storing classified material at the center, planting the seeds of the current uproar. So let's just put this in perspective. A Chinese woman who Hunter Biden had applied to be on his daddy's staff, you know, the big guy's staff, moved classified documents into the Penn Center, wherever they had Joe Biden's deal, where the Chinese donated over almost $48 million to Biden's piece of it and more to the university. But you know what? As Joe Biden would say, there's no there there, even though there are three theirs there. There's really three there, not theirs. You know what I'm talking about. Don't mess with me. Anyway, I find this fascinating. The fact that, quote, loyal Chung was personally poached by Hunter Biden in 2012 to work for his father in the VP's office apparently counts for nothing when it comes to offering blame from Joe Biden. She writes, that's why Biden looked like a cornered rat in California last week with aspiring heir Gavin Newsom leering over his shoulder and lied through his teeth. First, he snapped at a reporter who asked about the scandal, then dismissed the question as a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. Then he effectively issued a warning to Garland. In other words, folks, the Democrats are turning on one another because they have to. How do you chastise Donald Trump, make him out to be a pariah, call him irresponsible, talk about the people who could have had access to these documents that are locked away in Mar-a-Lago, while you got stuff scattered willy-nilly all over the place? I love it. It says, I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. There's no there there. There's no there there, she writes. What a joke. But no, their defense may have worked for Biden back in the 2020 campaign when he repeatedly claimed to know nothing about his son's overseas business dealings and when the mythology of Honest Joe hadn't collapsed. But no more. By the way, how would this mythology of Honest Joe have ever occurred? How would it have occurred? Oh, well, Kevin, he's such a straight shooter. I mean, remember when he said it was a big effing deal with Obamacare? Remember when he made Obama walk back his LGBT comments and come out as gay? Or pretty much. You remember all that? That's Joe speaking truth to power. Well, I know a different Joe. She goes on. Too much evidence has emerged from Hunter's laptop, from Hunter's former business partners, from the Twitter files, and from FBI whistleblowers alleging a cover-up of staggering proportions. I would remind you that if we flip this and you inserted any Republican into what the Biden's family is in, I will tell you right now, I would be livid. I would be jumping on them like ugly on Hillary Clinton, ugly on Whoopi Goldberg. I would be all over this story. Are you kidding me? I admire Donald Trump to the hilt outside of his handling of COVID. I admire him. If he were doing this, I wouldn't disavow my, you know, it's like with Romney. I voted for Romney. I hate to admit it, but I did. But I disavow the new Romney. I would disavow Trump. If he were going through this, I would disavow him. I would disavow Reagan. Oh, I know. I got some people mad out there now. I would disavow Reagan. If I knew this happened, it is of staggering proportions, and it is a massive cover-up. And every time the media lets this thing get extended longer and longer, it just speaks to them. It speaks to their duplicitous nature. How they cover things based on politics. Partisan politics. She writes, the first tranche of at least 10 classified documents reportedly was found in the fall at the Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement, the University of Pennsylvania, and were kept secret by the White House until after the midterm elections. Now, that was bad enough, but now we learn that Kathy Young, or Chung, rather, we don't know what her nationality is, but it could be Chinese. She's the one who put him there. She's afraid now because she's tainted. And she has every right to be afraid because she's tied to Hunter Biden, who we all know at this point is tied to the Chinese, bought and sold by the Chinese. That's the problem that Joe Biden and the Biden family has.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to know what documents were at an unsecured location in Wilmington in a garage.
And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it just...
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Tampa, February the 9th at the Palladium Theater, Tampa, St. Pete. The theater's in St. Petersburg, Florida. That night, we will be performing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. If you happen to live in the Tampa, St. Pete area, go to topcomedyshow.com and get tickets. Hopefully VIP tickets so we can hang out even more. But if you don't live in Tampa, call Tampa, St. Pete, or Florida. Call friends that live there and let them know one of your favorite Negroes is going to be in town. And I'll be there too. So please do this. We need to get some butts in the seat. And I'm not, look, I don't know how much more I can do to bring stuff to the conservative movement without, and do all the work. I'm not going to do all the work. I'm bringing you the funny. I'm bringing you all the things. If you want to get the comedians on our side talking about the issues that we want to talk about, let's do it. We just got Elon Musk that got us back into social media. Let's bring the funny back. Make America laugh again. Mala. Hope to see you there. So we just played clips of Morning Joe going, the rhino Republican saying, I want to know what's in those documents. And then we got Joe Biden saying, hey, you know, we need to know what's Trump hiding? What's he got in these documents that he could declassify, but I couldn't as a senator or a vice president? So people are wondering. Let us know, Joe. Well, here's what Miranda Devine of the New York Post wrote, in brilliant investigative reporter. She says the documents that Joe Biden had hidden at the University of Pennsylvania were dated between 2013 and 2016. In case you forgot, that was when he was a vice president. And included, you ready for this? U.S. intelligence memos and briefing materials on Ukraine, Iran, and the United Kingdom. This is according to CNN. Okay, let's throw out Iran and the United Kingdom, probably two places Hunter was about to start doing business, but we know Hunter did business in Ukraine. And we also know that Joe Biden extorted them to not prosecute and go after Hunter Biden for his business dealings in Ukraine. What's in that document? And what's in the others? Miranda Devine goes on with the scathing next sentence. She says, that three-year period corresponds to the most frenetic influence peddling activity overseas by his son Hunter and brother Jim Biden, who made millions of dollars from shady interests in Ukraine, China, Russia, and elsewhere. And you know what I want to know? I want to know the spots on the map where elsewhere is, because as I've been saying all along, we're not limited to just these three countries. Hunter went with his dad. Wherever you find Hunter on the travel manifest, traveling with his father on Air Force Two or any other way, you can bet he was influence peddling on behalf of the family. And you can also bet that Joe Biden, a.k.a. bona fide 100% the big guy, knew about it. And he was getting his cut. She says, Miranda Devine, how much more valuable their product would be if they had access to classified documents? I mean, we think it's a big deal to insider trade. You know, where Pelosi and these people get, you know, $10, $20, $50 million of more worth. We do. And it is. It's huge. But can you imagine doing that on a global scale, where you're in cahoots with countries that are building multi-billion dollar energy projects? Think about it this way. They paid a crackhead over, what, 80-something thousand dollars a month. What would they pay people that really knew what they were doing if they're willing to pay a crackhead 80-something thousand bucks a month? I don't have the numbers in front of me. You can look them up. But it was millions of dollars. What would this mean once it was all put into play? There are rumors. I heard $31 million from the Chinese just to start the whole process of what they were going to do. The Russians were going to do something that was the equivalent of Silicon Valley, is what I heard. What's that worth? She says this, one striking email that stands out during this period was from Hunter to Archer, April 13, 2014, a week before Joe Biden's visit to Ukraine to meet the then Prime Minister Yatsenyuk, and refers to, quote, my guy's upcoming travels. For Hunter Biden, it was an uncharacteristically lengthy email listing 22 points about Ukraine's political situation with detailed information about the upcoming election and predicting an escalation of Russia's destabilization campaign, which could lead to a full-scale takeover of the eastern region, most critically, Donetsk. And here's what he wrote. The strategic value is to create a land bridge for Russia to Crimea that won't directly affect Burisma's holdings, but it will limit future UK exploration and utilization of offshore opportunities in particular. He also wrote this. It will also result in further destabilization of UK nationally and for, and I think he's saying Ukraine, and for whatever government is in power, and the U.S. will respond with even tougher sanctions. Those sanctions will threaten the tenuous support of the EU, which does not have the political will to incur steep energy prices. And in point 22, Hunter instructed Archer to, you ready for this? Buy a burner phone. Presumably, Miranda Devine writes, to keep their conversations private. Here's what he wrote. Buy a cell phone from a 7-Eleven or CVS tomorrow, and I'll do the same. Now, does that indict the man? No. But here's what I'll tell you. I do a lot of business. I have lots of meetings. It's either in my calendar and or on my phone. I don't have any burners. In fact, I can tell you this with 100% certainty. I have never purchased a burner phone. She goes on to write, it is prescient and well-informed email, unlike anything else Hunter wrote in the 9 years covered in the laptop, and it has a distinct flavor of an official briefing, perhaps even a classified one. I 100% agree. That email had, there's nothing Hunter Biden has written that had that level of detail and specificity. Nothing. He'd been briefed. She goes on to recount, the last four tranches of classified information were discovered in Biden's Delaware mansion in four separate searches between December the 20th and last Friday. So, folks, look, I'm going to leave it to you. I've given you the information. I've got my own observations about it, which I can tell you are 100% correct. Hunter Biden conducted illegal business based on his father's name and what access he had to classified information and any other information, and that is what those companies paid for, and his daddy knew about it, and his brother participated, and Dr. Jill was living the high life, knowing about it and pretending like, oh, well, who cares? I'm the first lady. And the Democrats are complicit. They put a crook in the White House. They put a crook, a pathological liar, a complete scoundrel in the White House who has jeopardized our nation's national security, who has used our funds in order to further his own personal wealth, and they don't care. I can tell you right now, I'll say it again, I don't care who the president is. It could be Reagan, it could be Donald Trump, it could be Lincoln, okay? And he did a lot for the Negro people. But if Lincoln did this, I would be absolutely floored. I'd be upset beyond belief, and I would want him prosecuted. Now, why don't the Democrats have this kind of character where they can say, you know what, I put politics aside. I will even put the results aside. Lincoln freed the Negroes, okay? But if he's feathering his nest using the public like this, he should go to prison. And you want to talk about having respect for a president, I have respect for Abraham Lincoln. So why aren't we all thinking like this? Well, it's very simple. Democrats are evil.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.